Hello and welcome to the podcast going down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we're just talking. It goes down in the DM.
Yeah. We just wanted to, you know, have a little chitty chat chat.
Yes.
With you guys.
Yeah.
So what
have you been up to, Delaine?
Well, this morning I went and got my nails done. And they upcharged me, which I'm not too happy about. But, I mean, it's fine. I know they did me a service, so.
Like, upcharged you how? Like, where was it more expensive?
Like, they charged me to take off the polish on my toes. Mm. They charged me for the shape of my nails, even though she didn't give me the shape that I wanted.
Do you normally go to this salon, or like, is this a different one?
I've been there before. Mm-hmm. It's not the one I normally go to, but they had just texted me a coupon. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll go there. But yeah, I probably will never go there again.
Wow.
Because even with the coupon, it was still expensive.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. What's it called? The nail salon that I normally go to, that's like right near the apartment, like campus, whatever. I had an appointment last Thursday for 10:15 a.m. I walk all the way there. It's literally raining, but I told myself I was going to walk. So I walked and they weren't there. They just weren't there. It was like
no one
caged up. No, no one. And it was like, it's not even like they just left the shop for a second. Like you could tell they had not opened that day yet. And it said that they opened 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So I'm standing outside. It's starting to rain. And there's like a, like one of those like corner stores right next to it. I don't know if DC calls it a deli, but like for New York, I would call it a deli. And, you know, there's like weird men out there who play like checkers and like roll dice at each other.
Yeah.
And they were like walking toward me, like hobbling. So I like ran across the street because I'm like alone waiting for the nail salon to open. And I kept calling.
That's so funny.
And I was hearing the ringing, but like no one was there. So I just left and kept walking, and I had to go to two different salons, and finally someone wanted to do my nails. So.
Wow.
Nail fiasco.
I need to just learn how to do them by myself.
Yeah. Because nowadays,
it's just so hard.
All I do is get gel anyway. Like, I feel like I've kind of, I don't know if I'm going to do acrylics ever again. I feel like I'm, I don't know. I go through phases, because tomorrow I might go get acrylics. But
yeah, see, I'm like you. Like, these past few, like, four times that I've got my nails done, I haven't gotten acrylics. I've just gotten S&S on my nails or gel. No acrylics. But today I was like, you know what? I want acrylics.
Yeah.
So, it just depends on how I'm feeling.
I don't know,
and
like,
I just got black.
Yeah.
Oh, we both have
black.
Yeah,
with the same nails. I like acrylics. Like, when I have them, I feel more, like, put together. I feel like everything just looks better. Like, I love how my nails look. I think it makes my hands look, like, really feminine. But then they break, or, like, one falls off, and I feel my nail underneath is really weak, and then it makes me, like, mad and annoyed. And then I realize how much money I spend, and I just go through a slope, and then I'll just go get regular nails. So, I don't know. It's different every day, but I have a feeling I'm going to stick to, like, the little nails because I like them.
I think after this, I'm going to take a break completely
because
my nails are, like thin.
Yeah. I'm still taking...
Like, it was painful when she was filing.
These pills, the NeoCell, it's super collagen plus sebum biotin, and you literally have to take six of them. And
I remember you.
I'm showing Delaney how big they are. You guys can see, but this they're humongous.
Like the size of your like thumb.
Yeah, they're like horse pills. But I really did see a difference when I was taking them. So I'm gonna restart because I haven't in like a month. But I feel like that might help my nails because I mean gel is harmful, but I feel like it's not as harmful as doing the acrylic. So maybe it'll help. I don't know.
I was taking like some hair, skin, and nail pills. And they worked really good for my nails and my hair. Like, my eyelashes grew and my eyebrows got super thick and, like, my hair was healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And my nails grew. But I would break out in my skin. So I think whatever, like, the collagen or whatever, it would, like, overproduce in my skin. So, and I would get those little bumps mm-hmm. on my forehead, you know what I'm talking about? So it's not like an actual breakout, it's just like textured skin.
Yeah. My skin has actually been really bad lately, and I don't know what's causing it. I feel like it's been like mm-hmm. the past month. And I know we have already established that like chin acne is from like hormonal, but I'm like, what is hormonal?
Also the mask.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I go to the gym and you have to wear a mask in the gym and I sweat a lot. So yeah. I'm thinking maybe that. But then I wash my face mm-hmm. right away. But it's like, I get.
But are you washing your mask?
Well, I throw it out. I have one of those disposable ones. That's what I've been using. Oh, okay. But then, I don't know. I feel like I'm just getting the most random breakouts. So I actually invested in like an acne treatment thing. Yeah. So hopefully that can work. It's literally just like a serum. Mm-hmm. But I was mm-hmm. like, this is not fun because I don't want to do my makeup every day and I have to be on camera every single day and I just hate going yeah. back and editing. And like when I watch people's videos or like if I'm talking to someone and like they have a pimple, I never even notice. Like I feel like I don't even look at it. Yeah. But when it's yourself, yeah, you see it. So when I'm sitting here editing yeah. for hours just looking at myself, all I see is the pimple and it makes me so mad. So,
you know what? That brings up a really good point that I was literally just thinking about today mm-hmm. about how like critical we are about ourselves, but how much grace we give other people. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I mean, I'm super critical of myself, but like I was just thinking about like my hair. Mm-hmm. Like I always get compliments about my hair. So like, I mean, I'm not trying to say like I'm like, I have like pretty hair or whatever, but I'm just saying like
you do have pretty hair.
Other people, thank you, but like I was saying, like other people, they don't see what I see. Like when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, my hair is like horrible, it's ugly, like it's uneven, yeah, I can never wear it down, like if I wear it down, like everyone's gonna see how bad it looks. But then I see any other black girl with like the same hair as me
and you don't even notice
wearing their hair down. And I'm like, oh, they look so good.
Yeah, you don't notice.
No matter the texture.
Exactly. You don't see the yeah. parts that, like, you are critical about on yourself about.
Yeah.
I completely exactly. agree with that. I was, and I feel like other people notice it when you point it out or, like, if you say it.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I have a breakout, I never get on camera and be like, sorry, guys, I have a big zit on my chin. Exactly. Like, just don't say uh-huh. it and no one's going to mention it. But I used to always exactly. catch myself doing that or, like, in high school, like freshman year, I wore makeup every single day. I don't know if everyone has this phase, but I just could not go out without makeup on. And it was really? So sad. Like
that was me like the beginning of high school.
So beginning of high school. And then I remember towards the end of freshman year, I was just being like, I think something got into my mascara and I ended up getting like an infection in my eye.
Oh my God. That's like one of my worst fears.
Yeah. And my eye was like half closed like this and I just couldn't wear yeah. any mascara. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do a full face of foundation and eyebrows and no mascara. So I went to school with yeah. nothing on, but I wore, why am I like this? I wore a pencil skirt, boot heel uh-huh. things, and this like crop top turtleneck. Like I made sure I looked like,
oh my good God.
From top to bottom.
Yeah,
I had one of those like ear headband knit things on to like push my hair back. Oh, and then my God. Hair was all big. Like I made sure everything else looked good, but I didn't have makeup on. And for some reason I was just like, I feel so ugly. And in like every class I was uh-huh. like, guys, I don't have makeup on. And I would say,
don't look at me, guys.
And everyone's like, no one cares. Like, yeah. this one kid was like, I didn't even notice. And I was like, oh. And then I think after that, I just didn't really care to wear it. But uh-huh. I'm just like, little Maya, like, what were you doing?
Yeah. When I was a freshman in high school, I remember, like, my friend group, we were like those girls where we would plan. We had to do everything together. So if, like, we'd be like, okay, tomorrow let's all plan to not wear makeup. And so then I would be the one to listen, and then I would come to school, and there'd be, like, it'd be only, like, two of us not wearing makeup, and everyone else would be like, well, I only did mascara.
Oh, my God.
I just put concealer on, and so I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm not wearing makeup. Like, everyone's gonna think I'm so ugly, but, like, girl, you're 15. No one cares, and no one's gonna remember.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like it's so hard to see, like, your true beauty when you're so young because we're influenced by so many other things. And I feel like
yeah.
we're told to, like, think you're ugly. Like, we're told to uh-huh. be insecure. Because then we get to now, and, like, that picture I sent you yesterday when I was, like, saying, like, oh, imagine me with the red hair or whatever. Like, I felt so good that day. And it was literally just because I had a cute outfit on and I did my hair. And I didn't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that's how I feel good nowadays. And I'm like, little Maya sat here thinking she had to pound makeup on her face for 10 minutes to look pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. We're just told to always be insecure. And I feel like that's so sad.
Yeah. But I think it's really important to just, like, you know, just look in the mirror and just, and like, whenever you, you know, like, criticize yourself or, like, see something that you don't like, just try and find just one thing that you do like.
Yeah.
Like, and it can be something small, but just teach yourself to just, like, be like, okay, well, today I don't like my hair, but I really like how my eyebrows look today. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, you know, and then eventually it'll turn into, like, one thing you don't like about yourself, but two things you like about yourself.
Yeah.
And then one thing you don't like about yourself, but three things you like about yourself. And then eventually you're just going to fall in love with yourself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everyone's human, so you're always going to be insecure, especially with social media.
I started doing this thing where, like, well, mine is, like, Harry Potter related, but I'll give you another version if you don't care about Harry Potter. But, like, when I start to have, like, crazy thoughts, or, like, if I start thinking, like, oh, I'm so ugly, or, like, something came over me recently where, like, I just have an anxiety that I'm not safe. Like, I don't know what's going on, but, like, every 5 seconds... I think
you always have had that.
But it's gotten so much worse now. Like, every 5 seconds, if I'm walking in the hallway, I always look behind, like, 30 times, or I always check if my door is locked. I don't know. I just have... whatever. And so, like, recently I've been saying into my head, like, well, Harry Potter version, I say ridiculous because that's like a spell you use when you don't like something, you know, and you want to, like, change it.
Yeah.
And it's just like you change it into something that makes you feel better. So in my head, or I say aloud if I'm feeling unsafe, I'm just like, ridiculous, like, you're fine, like, whatever. But normal people version, if you don't like Harry Potter, just be like, no, like, no to the thought in your head.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then, and it actually, most of the time,
those are intrusive thoughts.
And it works. Like, sometimes at night I lay in bed and I'm like, oh my god, what if I walk down the street tomorrow and someone attacks me? Like, that's the type of shit that goes through my head nowadays. And I'll just be like, ridiculous, and I go back to reading my book or whatever I'm doing. But I'm like, it really does work when you just tell yourself no, like, mind over matter, like, be controlling. No,
yeah,
like, you're fine, stop freaking out.
That's cute. I like that. I do that with myself whenever, like, I'm feeling, like, social anxiety. Because, like, I always, I don't know, whenever I just, like, feel like, oh, my God, people are thinking about me, like, oh, I have to do this perfect, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm just like, relax.
Yeah.
Girl, no one cares.
Yeah.
That's what I say in my head.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, in my head, I feel like everyone's thinking about me and talking about me. And I'm like, oh my god, everyone hates me.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, no one, girl, no one is even paying attention. No one knows your name.
I was,
and, like, not in a bad way, but it's just like, just relax.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, freshman year. I remember I used to be so, like, not, like, anxious, but I used to, like, plan when I would get up from the table in the caf. You know what I mean? Like, and go throw away food. Or I'd be like, hold your plate extra tight and look at the floor so you don't slip and fall and crack your plate, because then everyone's going to stare at you. And I remember I would, like, care so much about when I got up, what I looked like when I was walking, like, whatever. But then I would sit down and be like, I don't even notice anyone else, though. So, like, no one's noticing me.
Right? Like,
it's literally all in our heads. And I feel like you have to gain perspective, I feel like, to be able to learn that. And I almost wish that we were on campus because we could put it to the test. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I feel like you and I, we always say this, but we have changed so much since freshman year. So I feel like just going to parties, we'd be so different now. Going to the yard, we'd be so different. Going to class, we'd be so different. Like, what? Like,
I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And anxious. And I cared about what everyone's perception of me was. And, like, now I'm still, I mean, I'm still nervous, but I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
To, like, so, like, I just feel like we would have so much more fun.
Yeah. Because we did have a lot of fun, but I think we were always being cautious of something or someone or who's over there. So.
But we would have fun in a different, we would have, like, careless fun and not, like, careful fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. But, yeah, anxiety is cray-cray in how it just controls our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
If you let it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like having that thing in my head where, like, I just say no or say ridiculous and, like, it's like I have the power mm-hmm. over it, that it makes me feel better and it makes me just be like, I'm good. Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
And I got this book. It's called, like, the 5-Minute Journal. And you're supposed to do mm-hmm. it, like, right when you wake up. Like, no thoughts. Literally just get into it. And then you're supposed to do it right before you go to sleep. Like, when you're in that, like, drowsy okay. state. And the first 3 questions, it's, like, a quote. But not, like, a sappy quote. Like, it'll just be, like, yeah. being grateful turns ordinary days into Thanksgiving. Like, cute quotes like that, whatever. Yeah. And then I think it's, like, write, like, an affirmation. Then it says, like, 3 things that would make today great. And then it's, like, mm-hmm. 3 things you have control over. Something like that. I don't know exactly. I've only okay. been doing it for a couple days, so I haven't memorized it. And then at night, you write... Oh, and you write 3 things you're grateful for. And then at night, you write 3 things that I could have done better. And then you say, like, 1 thing that went bad today or something. And the purpose okay. of it is supposed to be so you can reflect when you first wake up. And it's kind of weird when I look back at it. Because when I first wake up, what I think about is way different than when I'm awake. And I think,
yeah.
I want to be who I am when I first wake up. And I think that the yeah. book has really helped me. Like, if you asked me to write down a list of what I'm grateful for right now, it would be a lot of, like, bullshit. But when I wake up in the mm-hmm. morning, my thoughts are, I'm thankful to have an imagination. I'm thankful to have freedom to sleep in. Like, my thoughts are just so different. Right?
Like, I'm thankful to have woken up. Yes. Like, I'm thankful to, like, be able to have a window as soon as I open my yes. eyes and, like, look at the trees.
Yeah. Like, the thoughts are so different when you first wake up.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this TikTok of this girl, and it's kind of morbid, whatever, but she was saying that, like, when you... She said that she's died before. I guess she, like, flatlined okay. and then was resuscitated. And she said that when she was, like, in the process of dying, all she could think about and remember was who she was on, like, to the core. And she was saying that mm-hmm. in her, when she was alive again and living her life as normal and being grateful and having gratitude and all that, the core of her is who she was when she woke up in the morning. Like, if that makes sense. Like, the thoughts that she was having are the core.
So that's who she became when yeah. after she died.
Yeah. And she was just saying that, like, who you are when you first wake up, that's who you are. And
oh, wow.
it's just like when you wake up and you have all these things.
Is that what made you buy the book?
Well, I bought the book. And then saw that, and I didn't even think about mm-hmm. the book to, like, help me in that way. But then after mm-hmm. I got it and I started writing in it, and I realized how different my thoughts were when I first woke up compared to even 10 minutes later, it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just yeah. want to have that, like, whimsical state all day. It shouldn't just be when I come mm-hmm. right out of sleep. Like, I should always feel grateful for the window. I should always, you know, feel grateful to have yeah. imagination. Like...
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, it just doesn't come to me later in the day. It's like I only think about the stuff right when I wake up.
Because then you turn on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you see something else. And I'm stimulated. And you start comparing.
Exactly. I'm stimulated by all these yeah. different things. My first thoughts is, oh, shoot, I got to go to the gym. And then my other thought is, but I don't want to go. And the other thought is, well, you got fat, so go to the gym. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, exactly. And it's just like, you know, I should just wake up and be like, yeah. I love life. So I don't know. I feel like I'm consciously working on it, though. Like, I'm really trying to take what I write in the book and, like, transfer it to the rest of the day. But really good book if anyone wants to buy it. It was $14. Yeah. It's called The 5-Minute Journal.
See, I wish life could always be, like, whimsical and carefree and childlike. And it can be. Because I've seen
yeah.
people have had that. But everyone just has, like, these, like, habits that they've gotten themselves into.
Yeah.
They're just, like, so, like, dangerous and toxic. Mm-hmm. Like, the first thing I do every single day when I wake up is I go in the mirror
mm-hmm.
and I, like, lift up my shirt and I look at my body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, that's
Or, like, I, like, so feel bad. My bones and I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's so much. Like, that's so, like, toxic. Like, yeah. why do I do that?
Yeah. You have to, like, actively force yourself to do something else, you know?
Yeah.
Like... I feel like I've really worked to make like a morning routine and a night routine, and I do the same things every single night. It's really nice. At like 9 o'clock, I have a cup of tea. Then I turn all the electronics off, do whatever, go into my room. I put my essential oil thing on, and I put lavender scent in it, so it's bursting. Go into the bathroom. I brush my teeth. I wash my face, put my retainer in, do a lip scrub, like the whole bit. It takes me like 20 minutes. And while I'm doing that, I try to like reflect on the day and like reflect on what's happening. And I feel like it's more so just like you can do all these things, but if you're not right, if you're mentally not okay, you're not okay. So no matter how good I am physically, I'm trying to like mentally get on the same level. But I think having those routines and constantly thinking the same thing kind of forces me to always, always, always do it. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm like actively trying though. Like I want to be a happier person.
Yeah, same. I think for me, I have to just continue to like meditate and like constantly remind myself of the things that I'm truly grateful for.
Yeah.
Like the core self.
Yeah.
Because the way that I feel in the morning is the same way I feel after I meditate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like if I can, what's it called? Like incorporate meditation throughout my day, then I'll do it just so I can like have that like thankfulness feeling and like happiness and centeredness throughout the day. And then also it hires your vibrations. But I don't really know much about that, so I'm not really going to talk about it. But
with, yeah, that was in the book as well. It was just saying that like when you show true gratitude and not just like surface level gratitude, like the world responds to that, because it's not just gonna give you all these things if you're just gonna take it for granted or whatever. But that's the same thing with the vibrations. They said like gratitude hires your vibration, meditating hires the vibration, water, like there's so many things you can do to like feel closer to the universe. But I don't know, I think everyone's gonna have to do something different to like get to that step.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I want to go on like a retreat where like you go into the mountains and you like can't use your phone and you just meditate all day and like take classes. I want to do something like that, but I don't know how to get to them.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. Like,
for a good
all one. The ones I saw were in, like, L.A. or, like, Colorado or Utah. And I'm like, you can't really do that right now. I can't just, like, hop on a plane and go. Yeah. Especially, like, New York State. They're really strict with COVID. Now, like, when you fly in from anywhere, you have to, like, sign this whole, like, paperwork. And they, like, call you every single day that you're in quarantine. And, like, if you're out the house, or they like hear outside noises, they'll like come and get come to your house and, like arrest you or some shit. Like,
oh god,
they're being it's like really bad. And no, it's good because you know we're being safe, but bad just because I can't. You know, you can't do whatever you want. You have to follow the rules. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I Jared Leto, he did this one, or maybe it was Scott Disick. It was one of the two. They did, like, a retreat in, like, the desert and, like, the Grand Canyon. And ever since then, I've, like, always wanted to do that and, like, take a vow of silence and just, like, meditate all day in, like, little gardens. And that sounds super nice. We should do that as one of our little yearly best friend trips.
Yeah, that will be really fun. Like, yeah, we actually should do that. I just, I wish COVID was different. That's our little bucket list. Yeah.
Right? There's so many things that I want to do. But stupid COVID. And I think that plays a lot into people's mental health right now as well and how they view and perceive the world. So everyone, just give yourself grace during this time.
Yeah. Be,
gracious.
Be kind to yourself. And I just feel like you can make change if you want to make the change. But I think this is really like the first time in my life that I'm actually like paying attention to how I feel and how I care about myself, not what anyone else is gonna feel about it or whatever. Like I have not oh my god, I just dropped my camera. I have not wanted to like hang out with anyone, nothing. And it's like I no longer feel like guilty or selfish for it. Like I'm doing what I have to do to get where I want to be. And where I want to be is, you know, like obviously I still have the goals to, you know, be an influencer and whatever, but I've tried to shift those goals to more of like morals that I want to have and like qualities that I want to have.
I just saw a TikTok where,
oh my god, I might have saw the same one
about the value-based life and the goal-based yes. life.
Yes, that's exactly how I've been thinking ever since I've seen it.
Because I feel like at the beginning of quarantine, when we were like, you know, we're gonna do this influencer thing, like we're gonna do social media, blah 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 blah, podcast. We were very goal oriented, yeah. like goal based life.
Yeah.
And I guess to explain it to everyone is basically when you have a goal based life is saying like, I want 100K subscribers. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to buy a house at 20. But then you could also have a value-based life, which is like, I want to be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be thankful. I want to be kind.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And you'll get the goals if you have those values.
But also, living in a goal-based life, you'll always, like, be miserable. You'll never find true happiness because some goals you'll just never achieve.
Yeah.
But a value-based life, those are all attainable. Like, you can be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
You can be kind. You can be grateful. You can be, if you want to be horrible, you can be horrible. Like, those are very attainable.
You have control over
making
$1 million
at 21. Yeah, you can't control that. You don't know what's going to happen to you. There could be a massive tsunami that wipes out literally everything around you, and you'll never make another dime in the next 10 years. So, you know, ever since I heard that, I was like, wow, because I feel like I'm very goal-based.
Yeah.
Or like I was, and I'm shifting into value.
I think it's like important to still have goals, but I think it's important that those goals align.
Come from the right place.
Yes, align and like correspond with what you're trying to do. Like I don't just want to wake up every morning and like when I'm waking up in the morning, my thoughts are, let's be compassionate. Let's be kind. It's not, let's go check YouTube and hope someone subscribed to my channel. And I feel like when I was waking up like that, that was so unhealthy because all I was doing was like obsessing over numbers. And I don't have control. And same for this podcast. We have no control who clicks it, who watches it, who likes it, subscribes, whatever. Like literally the only thing we have control over is creating great content and creating stuff that matters to us. And people are gonna come on if they want to come on, but we can't control that. Yeah. So why would I stress over it? Like,
no, literally. And honestly, if literally no one ever listens to this, I
listen to them.
Die happy, because what we're saying right now is so important.
Yeah.
Like not even being cocky or anything, but it's just like people just need to like wake up and stop focusing on other people's opinions and other people's perceptions, because I feel like if you have a goal-based life, you're just worrying about what other people, how you look to other people.
Yeah. And a lot of the time, that's where the goals come from, which is why it's not coming from the right
comparison
place. Yeah, but
exactly,
like there's a way to have goals and a way to go about achieving them that don't include other people. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, I agree with you. If no one wants to hear this, that's fine. But I also think it's like a therapy session for you and I, because I feel like we always come out of doing these podcasts like a little more wiser and a little smarter. And I don't know, I just can't wait to see you in person, because I feel like we're just going to be preaching all day. And maybe no one's gonna
be so annoying.
Maybe no one's gonna, that's what I'm saying. No one's gonna wanna be friends with us because they're like, all they talk about is having goals and being good people and having values and waking up and being happy. Like, but that's what we should be. Like,
yeah.
I aspire to feel how I feel when I wake up. That's what I wanna be.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't buy this journal, I recommend just having a piece of paper and just wake up and write down what you're thinking. Like, I thought it was crazy when my first thought was, I'm thankful to be able to imagine. Like, and I'm pretty sure it's because I woke up from a cool dream. And I'm like, how freaking cool that I can go to sleep and have entire stories in my brain and feel like I'm living
and, like,
it. That is cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. And I feel like we just don't talk about it and we don't appreciate it. And we're just like, a dream, whatever. But like, the dream is there for a reason and I'm happy that I had it and I'm thankful. It's cool.
I agree. This was a good podcast. When we started this, before we started the podcast, we were like, what are we going to talk about? And we were like, I don't know. Let's just see where it goes.
Yeah. We always take it somewhere like this.
We surrendered to the universe and they took it wherever they wanted to take it.
Yep. That's typically what happens, I feel.
Now I'm starving because I haven't even eaten anything all day.
Really?
What should I eat?
I don't know. I had wonton soup yesterday and I had the rest today. It was good.
Yeah.
I think
I'm going to make a chicken sandwich.
Like chicken breast or like chicken cutlet?
We have like, no, like we have like frozen chicken patties in the freezer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I call chicken cutlet. I'm going to heat it up.
Oh, okay. I've actually never had like a real chicken cutlet, like an Italian-American chicken cutlet. I'm from the South, baby.
No, have you eaten
alligator sausage?
Oh, no. That's crazy. Next time you come to New York, we're going to do that.
Yeah, I can't even... Okay, I say this, but I'm going to say it again. Maya took me to New York, and I didn't even have New York pizza.
I know. I feel like or even that trip was a fail.
New York hot dog.
Oh, you don't want one of those.
Oh, okay.
You don't want one. But when I go home for break, I'm forcing my parents to bring me to the city, like, every day. So I can see if I want to live there. And I'm going to, like, walk around different neighborhoods and stuff. So maybe I'll know it better. And when you come, we can actually literally just take a train and spend, like, days there. And actually do stuff. And not just go to Times Square. Or hang out in Peekskill. Yeah,
we can talk about it later, but I think I'm going to live there, too. After I come back.
Yeah.
From, like, wherever I'm living.
The thing is, though, college. Like, my parents are always saying, like, oh, LA is so expensive. But New York City apartments are more expensive than the LA apartments. Which I didn't...
You're paying the same price in D.C.
Which I didn't know until I looked. But, like, L.A.'s way cheaper. It's even cheaper than the D.C. stuff, so... Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're paying for different stuff, though, but, yeah. True, true. But thanks so much for listening, guys. Sorry we just kind of rambled at the end, but this is literally how conversations with us
can... Yeah, we'll be, like, super deep in, and then it's just, like... Yeah, like...
We'll be like, the life of the flower is the orchid. Yeah, tomorrow my mom said we can go shopping. That's literally our conversation.
Yeah, one extreme to the other. And no in-betweens.
Nope. But yeah, that's just what happens when you have the same mind and just all the same thoughts.
Yep. That's crazy.
But, thanks for watching.
Okay, bye guys. Thanks for watching.
Love you. Thanks for listening. And share and... And what's it called?
Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. Rate
us.
Yeah. Peace.
Bye.